Hey everybody, welcome to Puzzled Parenting and Then Some. It is Friday afternoon in Alabama. Hope everybody's doing okay. I just got back from Maryland. That's what I wanted to talk about today. When we need a break, what do we do? It wasn't a leisure trip. It was a different kind of trip, but I still had to go away for 2 nights, and that left my husband at home with my son. And my son doesn't understand when everybody's not home, so it was quite the struggle for my husband and my son both, and the teachers and everybody really involved. I felt pretty guilty about it, but, you know, I had to go, and they had to deal with it. My husband and I haven't been on vacation since 2012 together, so we go separately occasionally, but not together. And so we have a trip planned for next month, where we're going to try to go to the Cayman Islands together for just a long weekend, where my aunt will help out with my son. And, well, I have like 3 different people to try to help out with him for 3 nights. He's probably going to have a really hard time, but I hope it works out, because my husband and I need a little getaway. And I know that we'll both feel guilty about leaving him behind, but he can't fly, he can't ride for long distances. And so even if he could, you know, sometimes mommy and daddy need to get away. We need to be happy as a couple. We need that break, I guess. I don't know how to say it that doesn't make it seem like we're just dumping our kid. But I think it's okay to say that all parents deserve to have a little bit of time to themselves. And I think that some parents think that they don't need that, and that's fine if they don't. But, you know, we do. And unfortunately, for the past several years, we've had to do it separately. But this time we would like to do something together. We had a trip planned to the Bahamas, and we did not go because of the hurricane. They're still cleaning that up, bless their hearts. I think they got hit again by another tropical storm. So that's the plan. Cayman Islands, hopefully it works out. But I just got back from Maryland, and I was gone for 2 days, and wow. When I got back, my son was firstly really happy to see me. And then secondly, he was angry. I could tell he had a little tantrum on me because I feel that he was angry that I left him. But I left, what do you do? I feel like I do the best thing I can do, which is I put, like, in the morning times before he goes to school. I felt like the best time for me to make this trip, I had 2 options. One was a Sunday through Tuesday, and the other was a Tuesday through Thursday. So I felt like the middle of the week was better because he would be at school most of the day, and I wouldn't be gone all day on Sunday as well. So I thought, well, I'll do it during the middle of the week, and it wouldn't be so hard for him. So because he would be on his regular schedule most of the day. And so either way, we have a routine in the morning time. He and I say, we as a family, you know, we have like this prayer we say together. And then his daddy takes him to school, to the bus. My son rides the bus, which I'll talk to you a little bit about this later in the podcast. Hopefully I'll remember to touch on that. But my son rides the bus, so daddy takes him to the bus, and then in the evening time, I always sing him the song that I made up when he was a baby. And so both of those things, I made a video of myself doing on his iPad. I said the morning prayer on his iPad, and so that my husband could play it for him in the morning time. And because of the time difference and the things that I was doing in Maryland, I was not able to FaceTime with them in the morning time, but at nighttime I did. So I was able to, you know, get on and see him at night and sing to him and everything, and that was okay. It made things a little bit better. But the morning times was the hardest for him. He wanted to see me and everything, and he didn't want to take his medicine unless he saw me. It just messed up his schedule. But I'm back now, and so hopefully we're back on track. He did good this morning, so that's good. But then I also made that evening time video just in case, you know, we weren't able to FaceTime or he was having a hard time. He could listen to it whenever he wanted to. And I made videos of me just talking to him and, you know, doing things that we would do. Like, he likes me to put him to bed even during the middle of the day or the middle of the afternoon. He'll say, "Mommy, put to bed." And so I would say, "Well, go crawl up in your bed and get your blanket." And so, you know, just doing things on the iPad, on his iPad, that he might be able to say, "Okay, well, even though Mommy's not here, I have this and I can sort of do it." But either way, I felt like that was really the only way I could make things easier for him. I don't know if it helps or not. You never know when you have a child that can't really communicate with you and tell you what makes them feel any which way. So anyway, that's what we did this week. And so I really don't have a lot to say. I haven't checked in with the parent that I spoke with this past week who had two IEP meetings this week. She hasn't called me back to tell me how they went, so I'm hoping that they went really well because I haven't heard anything. So I hope no news is good news. The bus thing was a big thing this past week for us because we had a sub bus driver. Now, substitutes, it happens, right? When you're dealing with the schools and they can't help it. If the bus driver has to go out of town, if the teacher wants a vacation, God knows everybody deserves a vacation sometimes. And so in this particular instance, our bus driver, who is amazing, shout out to our bus driver. He is top dog bus driver. He went on vacation, and he was gone for 4 school days. And so that was a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then he was gone on the following Monday, and he was back on Tuesday. But so on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, my son, total meltdown on the bus, coming off the bus. And Friday, I had the babysitter pick him up, and he screamed at my son and told her. And so she was trying to help get my son off the bus. And he said, "Get off this bus," and yelled at her. And when she took her foot, she just put her foot on the bottom step. And when she stepped off the bus, he shut the doors until my son got all the way to the front of the bus. And then he opened the door, but he was screaming at my child. My son doesn't respond well to that. If I thought that he did, I would probably do it because, you know, I'm the mommy. And if I thought that it would help, I would totally be down for raising my voice at him. I'm not one of those parents who's afraid to do that, afraid to try something. I'm not one of those parents who's like, "Don't look at my son sideways." I'm not one of those parents at all. But I am one of those parents who has been through ABA therapy for years, to train how to do things with my child that work, the things that work for my son. And I know that yelling is not one of them. Yelling only spurs him forward and in his negative malbehaviors. So in that way, when the bus driver was screaming at him, he was getting more and more upset and, you know, becoming aggressive, and it just got out of hand. And then the bus driver screaming at the sitter, and then she's, you know, getting the wrath of my son when he's getting off the bus. And so, you know, it was just a crazy situation. So I called the school right away. As soon as I heard from her, I got on the phone with the school and the principal, and she immediately got on the phone with the transportation management person. And because I asked that that driver be trained for sensitivity. Of course, I assumed that our regular bus driver would be back on Monday, and then it would not be an issue because we wouldn't have to deal with that person again. I'm sure that bus driver is a very nice man, the sub, but he did not know how to deal with special needs children, and you can't treat them. Some of them you can treat them like typical peers, but are their typical peers or typical children. But my son is not one of those children, and my son needs a soft voice, and you know, you can speak sternly to him, but he needs patience and kindness. And otherwise, forget about it. He is going to fight back. So with that being said, I spoke with the school, and they immediately got on the horn, and I asked them to ask, no matter what happened, just for this driver to please have some sensitivity training if he were going to ever drive a special needs bus again, because he was clearly missing the mark. And I even messaged one of the helpers on the bus, which I did not receive a call back from that person, because I think that she did not want to talk to me about it. I don't blame her. That's the truth. I don't blame her. So, anyway, and so I thought it was handled on Friday, but Monday comes along and same bus driver's there. He's screaming at my child. He parks so far away from the car that he, you know, it was like almost out of spite because I had called, to complain. And, it was just like, it was like a punishment or something. Well, I'm not down with that. Like, I don't play games like that. I don't think that's cool. That's not fun. And you're not going to punish me or my son or even the babysitter or anybody who works with us or helps us out or anything for that matter, because you're mad at me about something. This is about child care and what's best for the kids and what's best for everybody. So, you know, boy, was I mad then. So I called the school back and spoke with the vice principal this time, who I've become quite friendly with due to the fact that her nephew has epilepsy, and we speak about him sometimes, you know, just talking about different kinds of therapies. And she was really curious about the CBD oil, and we talked at some length about that when we first met. So and I was able to help educate her on some of those matters, and so I'm very friendly with her anyway. And so she said, well, we're just not going to have that. She said, I'm just going to take him off that. So she calls the bus management person and said that our bus driver will be back the next day, so it wasn't going to be a problem. But she told them not to put that person back on the special needs bus again. Like, he could drive a different bus, but not, because I didn't want anybody to lose their job over it, for Pete's sake. That's where you, like, have to figure out what you want to do. Do you want to push to have somebody fired? Not really. Not over somebody having a bad day and yelling. You don't want somebody to get fired over it, for Pete's sake. You just want them to have the training they need, or if it's not for them, if they can't handle the special needs children, then they need to move on with their lives and find something else, right? I mean, you know, my gosh, it's not for everybody. I get it. It's, I mean, I could never be a special education teacher. My gosh, do you know? I mean, they have to have the most patience to be able to do what they do. And I don't have it. Like, I have enough for my son most days, but where I lack, my husband picks up and vice versa. And, you know, I don't think I could do it all day with other people's kids. So anyway, that's just kind of, it's my opinion. This podcast is pretty boring this week. Sorry about that. I just have been out of town, so I'm kind of just getting back into things. And I hope that I have some more prepared information for you all next week, as well as an update on the IEP. Really, I would like to speak with you all about CBD oil and talk to you about how you all feel about that and how I feel about it, and Carly's Law, which was something that was passed here in Alabama some years ago, and how it has improved my son's behavior. And I would like to talk about that some, but that is a little bit longer of a topic. And, you know, so anyway, that's kind of our week. This week has been a little bit crazy. So I don't have a whole ton of things to say about anything, because we haven't done a lot, and I haven't gotten any updates on any of my advocacy people that I work with. So, but I will try to get those updates for you guys this next week. So for now, I know this is only 17 minutes long, but bless up, bless out. Love you guys.